This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The breaking news, stay at home. That is the order tonight from four state governors.
You absolutely must stay at home.
You must stay at home.
All gatherings are canceled until further notice.
I have issued an executive order. It's not a suggestion. It's an order.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
This means no weddings, in-person services, or even parties.
The time for educating people into compliance is over.
I'm using my power as governor under an emergency declaration to order you to close.
Quarantine will be mandatory.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
Those few bad actors will be identified, and the Tampa Police Department will handle it.
We're watching you, and we are going to take decisive action.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on. For your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful, and I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute, because I've had chills since last night. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, everything that's in the other documents, but this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and force vaccines and the hell we're already living in that's just going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. It's scary.
One thing the NFL really plans to do this year is take as many precautions as possible just to keep everybody safe. And that starts with the vast majority of teams deciding already that there will be no fans at all allowed inside the stadium for the games. And every single player in the league has been given a smart tag tracking device to help them keep their distance off the field and for contact tracing should it become necessary.
You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore.
Players are not excited about this kind of idea. No fans.
Yes, but they may have to get used to it.
But all around the country, there will be empty stadiums and masks on the sidelines. No fans will be allowed in.
I can't imagine, Howie, playing in the NFL this day and time with no fans there. I honestly can't even conceive that.
You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time.
Don't get the vaccine, you can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine, you should, can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine, can't go to work.
Because everybody in the establishment will still kind of halfway listen now and go, well, he's been right about everything else. Maybe we should look into this. Look, you'll believe it if they release it. So just remember this transmission then.
The Orange County Coroner's Office is investigating the death of a woman who passed away several days after getting her second Moderna vaccine.
She died after suffering blood clots just over a week after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Her 58-year-old mother died less than an hour after receiving the Pfizer vaccine.
My little sister just died. Her first dose.
And in Orange County, an X-ray technician has died after getting his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
His dad died 4 days after getting his second shot of Pfizer vaccine.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion.
You really need to get vaccinated.
Don't resist when they release a bioweapon. Submit and die with pleasure.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Most of human history has been competing systems of tyranny fighting with each other, but only in the Renaissance age, the last 550 years, have we seen a move to try to empower humanity and lift up the masses, and it did it. But the globalists have made the conscious decision to reverse all that, destroy culture, art, literature, the family, prosperity, and create a nightmare system for 99.99% of the public. Why would anyone support what they do? But they trick people through the educational system and through the culture to think they're winners if they go along with the New World Order. Now we're already in a war with Russia. It's spiraling out of control. There's massive censorship and control, book banning going on everywhere. And then the left accuses populist conservatives and nationalist and classical liberals of book banning when we don't want pedophilic books given to elementary and middle schoolers, teaching them to have pedophilic sex with adults. No, that's not book banning. That's saying don't give those books to children. The left are the ones banning films, banning individuals, banning literature, rewriting books. And we covered a lot of that in the last hour, as British intelligence openly says Shakespeare and George Orwell and J.R.R. Tolkien are bad. We're taking your calls on those subjects, and McCarthy has made good on his promise to release the January 6th footage. I would have done an open source to the world, but he's given it to Tucker Carlson, who I do trust. I don't know how Tucker's going to digest all that. Jim Hobbs joins us at the bottom of the hour to discuss it. We're going to go back to your phone calls here in a moment, Allison in the UK and others. But first, Jimmy Dore was at the big peace rally Saturday with Ron Paul and others. I really like Jimmy Dore. I want him on the show. But he doesn't ever come on. We send him emails, but he says nice stuff about me everywhere. The guy's really funny and smart, even though he's kind of a reproved now and kind of woken up from the old days when he was spitting on me in public and things at the Young Turks at the RNC in 2016. But here's Jimmy Dore on Patrick Ben David's program just yesterday, knocking it out of the park.
The only difference between a Democrat and a Republican, as Ralph Nader said, is the speed at which their knee hits the floor when a donor walks in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And so it doesn't matter who's president. Barack Obama was not a departure from George Bush. He was a continuation of George Bush. He took us from two wars to seven wars. He kicked 5.1 million families out of their homes while he made sure the bankers didn't miss their bonuses. He deported twice as many Hispanics as Donald Trump. He built those cages that put those people in. He dropped 26,000 bombs. And the Air Force ran out of bombs. That's a fact. They ran out of bombs. He dropped so many bombs. He did a drone war, a drone program that killed 90% innocent people. You know, if somebody walks into a mall and shoots 15 people down with his gun, that's the biggest thing. Oh, my God. Barack Obama was doing that on a daily basis, killing women and children with his drone war. And he got a Nobel Peace Prize. He got a Nobel Peace Prize. He didn't even do anything. That's how. And so it's a uniparty. And so when Trump got in office and he mentioned that there's a deep state, they're like, you can't say that. What are you doing? And when he said, hey, when they asked him, why are you leaving your troops in Syria? And he said, for the oil. They're like, you can't bug it. He goes, no, it's for the oil. No, it's for liberty. It's for helping the people. Yeah. No, it's for the oil. It's our oil. And so he let the cat out of the bag. And they can't have that. That's what he blew the whistle on what's actually going on. Our wars are for oil. Our wars are economic wars, just like what's happening in Ukraine. This is an economic war. We're trying to put a hurt and isolate Russia. We're afraid of Russia and their natural resources and their manpower coming together with Germany with their technology and their capital. And we've been saying that for decades. And so that's why we blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. And that's why this Ukraine war is happening. And people have no idea what's happening. And what's worse is they have no idea that they have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
Very well said. Absolutely true. I want to play one more clip. I'm going to go to your calls. This is a woman in Brazil where the convicted felon communist has been installed by the State Department election fraud. Talking about 2 to 3 years in prison and your children being taken away and all of this, and they'll still forcibly inject you with the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA shots. That's where they want to take us, and it's only one election away if they're able to get their way. Look what they've done in Brazil. Here it is.
This is completely insane. This is a nightmare. Listen very well. The penalty is imprisonment from 2 to 8 years plus fine if you refuse vaccination without just cause. The same penalty is incurred by anyone who creates, disseminates, or propagates by any means fake news regarding vaccines in the National Immunization Program or their effectiveness, which in any way disputes vaccination.
Right now, I'm sure that my life is in danger. I have no doubt about it.
Now, that's always been the plan through the UN announcements and now the UN treaty to arrest those that don't take shots and put them in jail and then give you a special high-powered mRNA shot, which they arrested thousands that protested the election fraud and gave them shots that reportedly were even far deadlier than the normal ones. This is all just the cover for execution. This is how they come in a biomedical tyranny. So not starting World War III, they're coming after our bodily autonomy. Allison in the United Kingdom, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. The question was raised by you earlier about how to stop World War III. And I wanted to say I think there should be a neutral territory between, Poland and the between Russia and Poland, where it's just no government should be exercised. It should be equal parts according to the ratio of space to people from each country, so that there's no tiff about who should fight over what area. You know what I mean. I think. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
And good products too, by the way. And I got your Great Reset book as well. I haven't read it yet, but it's a signed copy.
Well, thank you for the support. It's people like you, Allison, that keep the broadcast on the air. And look, my big issue is, why aren't there bigger protests? Why are more people upset about something that is quickly, again, escalating into nuclear war? That's my issue.
Yeah, prayer and fasting too, of course, to stop a war like this.
Well, you sound like you're an American or a Canadian. How long have you lived in the UK?
Not long. I moved here because I married someone.
How are you liking it?
Well, it's a big adjustment, trust me. But the people here are very nice.
They're too nice, and that's why the globalists are conquering the UK and Canada and everywhere else. It's time to stop being so nice, what the New World Order is doing. But no, I absolutely hear you. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to another caller. Let's go ahead and talk to Let's talk to Linda in Oklahoma. Linda, you're on the air on China and the fentanyl crisis. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me. I just want to call and ask people that claim to be Christian, please pray for the church. They have failed us. They are falling right in line with this, all of this propaganda. I just lost my grandson to fentanyl, and he's 33 years old with a four-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
And it should have never happened. And we had a woman there that used to be an awesome awesome pastor in that town. She got up and started talking about loving Mother Earth and how we can talk to the dead and we can raise the dead and they can walk with us. We just don't see them. But God talked to me before I went to the funeral, and I was washing my car and crying my eyes out. And God said, will you stand up and say something for me if you get asked to speak? And I said, yes, Lord, I want everybody to know about this killer drug, and I want everybody to know that we better get in prayer.
Linda, don't hang up. I want you to repeat what you said at your grandson's funeral when we come back. Don't hang up, Linda. Stay right there. I want to hear what you said there. And whether it's at a funeral or whether it's at city council or whether it's the church or whether it's at work, we all need to start being heard. None of us have to reach a million people, but we've all got to reach 10, 20 people a day. This is an information war. It's a spiritual war. Linda, sweetheart, stay right there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. It's the Alex Jones Show right here. Coming to you from Infowars.com on stations across the country. Very thankful with all those wonderful affiliates. Please support them. We've got some big guests coming up. Stu Peters hadn't been on in a while. He's been on fire. He's going to cover a ton of big issues with us in the next hour. We've got Jim Hoff, the Gateway Pundit, popping in. We'll continue with calls. We'll be hosting the fourth hour today. Let's move through your calls as quickly as possible. But I want to go back to Linda in Oklahoma, who lost her grandson to fentanyl. And that's one of my biggest concerns. My children, two of them are completely grown up. One of them is in high school, and another one's five. But so many of these drugs out there, like even marijuana, get laced with fentanyl and kill people. And everybody knows about that. Hundreds of thousands a year. It's getting worse all the time. That's why young people can't experiment, folks. You don't want to think, oh, let me experiment with marijuana, let me experiment with something else, because you don't know. And that most people getting killed don't even know that they took fentanyl. And so I would just tell young people, do not take anything. What did you say to your church that God laid on your heart, Linda?
God knew that this woman was going to be there, and we all started praying and binding and gagging that spirit. So when I got up there, I told them about my car wash experience, and I said, I'm here to tell you there was a bunch of drug addicts out there and God wanted to talk to them. And I said, if you're doing drugs or if you've tried it or if you're thinking about it, I said, call on God, get down on your knees, go to your car right now. You need God. He can help you through this. And I said, Cameron went to every rehab. Sometimes they were $20,000 and $30,000, and we've been trying to help him for 16 years. And then fentanyl came along, and I said, you've got to try God. And I was just speaking as a grandmother, and I said, you don't want your grandparents to see you here. And God was just pleading with them because I didn't even want to go up there if it was me. And I can't remember everything I said because it was God.
Well, that's beautiful. And I would just say this. For anybody thinking about using any drugs, street drugs, you name it, it's like putting a revolver, 357 Magnum to your head that has one bullet in it and pulling the trigger and playing Russian roulette. Folks, you cannot use any street drugs, period. I know they're everywhere. You cannot do it. Drugs are just everywhere now. And I've been in hotels and bars, and people, you know, the bartenders try to sell me drugs. I'm like, are you kidding? I mean, A, I wouldn't be taking them anyways, but I did experiment some in high school and college. Never a lot, because they always made me feel so bad. But I don't know how anybody takes, like, methamphetamine or cocaine. I've taken both of them a few times. You talk about feeling like you were run over by a car the next day. But folks, you do not, for young people listening, don't ever use any of it. And don't go to parties where it's going on, because they'll put it in your drink. Ma'am, I love you and I appreciate you, and you'll hopefully see your grandson in the future. God bless you. Hopefully he'll be with us in heaven. Kelly in Chicago, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm pretty bummed out with World War III and all the fentanyl, and it's just, we're under attack.
Same here. So I'm calling because I'm very interested in what Tucker's going to find, what he's going to release. I was at January 6th. I was actually in D.C. November, December, hung out with some of your crew outside the Marriott, some of those trips. But when we went there, my sister-in-law and some other girls that we were friends with, we went there, and we were, you know, walking up to the Capitol. We were making our way up there, and now I know who it is, but Kevin Griffin's body was brought down right next to us. You there?
I'm listening, yes.
Yeah, so I looked and tried to find for for months and months who that was. You knew the person was, at that point, you know, we could see clearly he was either deceased at the time or close to it. I couldn't find anything on him. It wasn't until about 6 months ago. I'm not sure if it was one of the Epoch Times releases or one of the other ones that finally came out about 6 months ago, where we were able to actually even learn that this person existed other than what we saw with our own two eyes. And I can tell you the spirit of myself who went there and so many others that I spoke with that trip. You know, we went with a group of strangers that we met on the previous trips, and we were there, you know, to support our president. There was no ill will, no bad intentions. When we walked up the Capitol, what we saw was something I had never experienced in any other trip to D.C. I looked at my sister-in-law and I said, those are not our people. Those cannot be our people. They people climbing on statues and gas masks with weapons. And I was not typical of the Trump supporters and the America First group. So I'm very interested to see what he uncovers.
Well, there's tons of footage of patriots trying to stop the people breaking in. And they tricked a few people to join them. But overall, it was feds, and it's all coming out. I can tell you, I know it's come out in the court, and it's been secret. And it was being run by the CIA and the FBI. They had sex operatives. They had everything. They had a battle plan to attack the Capitol. They were trying to shop around. They were trying to set us all up, including myself. But I'm just glad, Kelly, that it's all going to be coming out. God bless Tucker Carlson and everybody else. Thank you so much, Kelly. All right, let's go to Wendy in Alaska. Go ahead, Wendy. You're on the air.
Well, good morning, Alex. How are you today?
I mean, I just love my family and love everybody else, and I can't believe we're already entering World War III. I'm pretty upset.
Yeah, well, I just want to say thank you to InfoWars, the whole staff, and especially to you for all that you have sacrificed, as well as your family. We are we're pretty heavy-duty in Alaska as far as Alex supporters, and I just wanted to let you know that we love your products, the Winter Sun, the X2 Spray, the Super Blue Toothpaste was a gift to all the teenagers for Christmas this year to get them off the junk. But I'm calling about a book that we're dealing with in the state of Alaska right now. The educational system is trying to incorporate, it's called Let's Talk About It, and it's by Erica Moen, and it's a book basically that relates to adult sex with children, teaching kids how to get onto porn on the internet, how to do some pretty aggressive and very unnatural things, and to accept it and to be glad for it.
Oh, the head censor at Twitter, remember, defended children getting on homosexual hookup sites. Yeah, they are literally trying to tell children to have sex with adults.
Oh, it's disgusting. We went to the school board, and actually the school board shut down one of the lead speakers because they didn't want to hear about it, basically told him to just walk out the door. So my other topic basically is, you know, up in Alaska, we have a little bit of information along the Aleutian chain. And I think, you know, we look at the borders with that crazy Newsom in California, you got that Hobbs in Arizona, and up here with Trudeau, you know, we're basically wide open. They've created a perfect triad for World War III, and we're all sitting ducks off the Aleutian chain. We have had sightings of ships that are not American ships, and people up here are pretty concerned.
Absolutely. You're on the front lines if this thing goes nuclear with Russia. But what you mentioned is big news. Alaska board members brawl over silencing dad-exposing book on kinks and sexting. I'm going to interrupt you. So they won't let the parents read what's in the book. They just give it to your 6th and 7th graders. This is sick. These people are evil beyond belief, corrupting our children. Thank you, Wendy. All right, we got a bunch of other calls. I'll get to you all, but we got Jim Hoff, a Gateway pundit, giving us a little prelude of what's going to be coming out with this big Tucker Carlson situation where he has gotten the...
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life. while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
TheGatewayPundit.com, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, James O'Keefe. You can really count on one hand who the real fighters are, and it's you, the viewers and listeners, that make it all possible. We've got some really bad news. We knew it was coming. It was a lie that James O'Keefe resigned. It was put out yesterday by the board, it looks like. James O'Keefe has been removed. He's been fired from the organization he founded and led for eating someone's sandwich. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, eating someone's sandwich, and he yelled at someone once. So there you go. And they're threatening to criminally indict people. The last straw was that coup when he exposed Pfizer, head of mRNA. InfoWars doesn't have a board. InfoWars has you, the listeners, and I'm the leader of InfoWars. My board is the listeners and viewers of the show. If you decide to buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, we stay on air. If you decide not to get the products, we go off air. We're barely in the black right now. I'd like to expand. I don't want to just tread water here, so please go to InfoWarsStore. We have great products that enrich your life. Our Ultimate Bone Broth is finally back in stock. Our prebiotics back in stock. They're both massively discounted, 40% off. We've got the best CBD oil that's so good for your body, your brain, your joints, your bones, and more. Highest quality at less than half the price. It's sold in stores. Our nitric oxide's the best. All the products are great. Infowarsstore.com, BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra, great nootropics. They're both 50% off right now as well. Take action. Go to InfowarsStore.com today so we don't suffer the same fate as James O'Keefe. I've been talking to James some off air. I'm going to leave it at that. And we'll probably get him on here very, very soon. But he's getting ready to make some big moves. But this is outrageous and disgusting. Now, we go now to Jim Hoff, the founder of Gateway Pundit, that I can say is the most prolific patriot populist organization in the world. Without them, we'd be up the creek without a paddle. I know their deep research into January 6th has been critical to Tucker Carlson's in-depth research. So I want to just cover the waterfront here. A, James O'Keefe and Veritas, how serious this is. Your view on that is this is just now breaking. One of our great colleagues, one of our peers here. I wish we had more peers, but we don't. A lot of great people, but nobody's reached this level. And that's not bragging. It means we're under attack, ladies and gentlemen. We need your support. We're under globalist bombardment because we are the most effective. And then I want to obviously get into the big January 6th developments. Tucker Carlson, we now learn, has been given the January 6th footage or is being allowed to go through it by McCarthy. I know he's hot on the trail. I've got a lot of inside baseball on what's happening in the January 6th trial, the Proud Boys. I know Hoff is all over it as well and has the same sources, CIA operatives, CIA sex operatives. It looks like just incredible information. So Jim Hoff, thegatewaypundit.com, thanks for being here, sir. Please go ahead and give us your views on Veritas, on the January 6th information coming out, and so much more.
Good morning, Alex. Great to be with you and the InfoWars crowd. I think this news about James O'Keefe is tragic. I don't know how Project Veritas is going to have the same feel, is going to be able to put out the same products, the excellence in reporting that they've had without James O'Keefe. I think they might be fooling themselves. I'm really looking forward to what you just teased, and that is James may have an announcement on his future. I don't think James O'Keefe is going away. And what he has done to help expose so much in this country, the guy deserves a medal. Instead, we have Joe Biden giving medals to people like Ruby and Shea from Georgia, election workers there, and different people. And yet James O'Keefe is the one who really is saving this country. So, I totally support James. I've known him for, a dozen years. Like you, I think he's phenomenal. And I look forward to more work by James O'Keefe. And as far as Project Veritas, I don't know how they fill that huge hole that James will leave behind.
Well, the evidence is overwhelming. The FBI was putting pressure on the board, threats of indictments, and now they've choked. I know O'Keefe, again, deserves a medal not to be indicted. They've already tried to arrest him and indict him one other time, supposedly for wiretapping, which wasn't true. Now, getting into January 6th, nobody's been on this like Gateway Pundit other than Tucker Carlson. We've obviously been very close to it. They've been trying to put me in jail. They're trying to put two of my crew members in jail for just being outside the Capitol as well. I know you've got some of the same sources, but, man, this Proud Boys trial, so much is coming out. You wrote a great report, the 15 points that prove it was an inside false flag operation. Give us a little prelude on what you're working on and what you make of this development that Tucker Carlson has been given access to the 42,000 hours of footage.
Well, I'm glad that it's coming out. Over the weekend, we saw a couple of reports that Kevin McCarthy was going to renege on what he had promised, and I'm glad that that isn't the case. And I'm very excited to hear and to see some of this footage. I suspect that McCarthy will release it publicly. I believe that he has the duty to do that, and I know that Gateway Pundit, we will be looking forward to finding and scouring through all of that footage. I think, Alex, and I know that you'll agree with this, and that is that the more that we look at January 6th, and by the way, I was sitting within arm's reach from you on January 6th at the Ellipse before people marched over to the U.S. Capitol, and I've never seen a larger crowd in my life. There was 1 million people there, at least, I was, you know, would estimate. It went as far as I could see. Everyone was peaceful, like every Trump rally. Everyone was peaceful. We were very hopeful that day. Unfortunately, it did not turn out the way that we had planned, not turn out the way that Mike Pence had promised us just within 48 hours beforehand. And so we saw what happened later on. But, you know, Alex, the more we look into this, the more people we talk to, it appears that this was a planned, organized, coordinated event to attack the American people. And the violence was started by the police, who started firing rubber bullets and then firing off these gas canisters into the crowd. We now have footage that we're going to be putting up of one of these canisters. You know, people are getting a little more bold now. They're sending us some stuff, a canister exploding right on somebody's, you know, right next to them. So
that's right. A lot of the victims of January 6th have been afraid to speak out because of the persecution. And look at how the January 6th Commission came out and tried to seal it for 20 plus years. They've got to be really concerned right now, because just the footage you and others dug up shows Ray Epps not just calling for an attack, but helping ram signs over the police and into the structure. So they have got to be really concerned right now.
I think you're absolutely right, Alex. They should be scared. And Liz Cheney is probably the one who's most upset, because the truth is going to come out. And again, like I was saying, this was all premeditated. This was a coordinated attack on the American people. We have the evidence now. We're going to see more evidence coming forward. You know, we posted something last week on that Proud Boy trial that's going on, and how Tario, the leader of the Proud Boys, was approached by this woman who says that she says now that this FBI-trained, FBI-CIA-trained agent had told her to send this footage to Tario and make sure that he got it. Well, she sent it to him, and now we know that this guy was working, I believe, as a Fed, certainly was trained as a Fed, that he admits to. But and so this is, again, another setup before that day. It's really horrible, Alex, to see that this is what our government has been doing. I know you've been shouting this from the rooftops for years, but now we're really seeing this government was attacking its own people. And the disgrace is that these gentlemen and women who go to trial in D.C., who were there that day, they're getting the book thrown at them for things like walking inside the Capitol. And I know you and the fact that you were outside that day. You didn't even go in. You were telling people to be calm, and yet here they come and harass you and your staff. It's really horrible what we witnessed. And
Ray Epps has never...
We could turn it around.
That's right. Ray Epps testified to the committee that he, quote, orchestrated it. But he's not been arrested like Owen Schroyer and Sam Montoya. Let's come back to more about this with the one and the only Jim Hoff, thegatewaypundit.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avi and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jim Hoff is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. TheGatewayPundit.com, another big guest coming up next hour, your phone calls and more. He wrote an excellent article, a boil down at TheGatewayPundit.com, TheGatewayPundit.com. 15 facts on the dozens of federal operatives who infiltrated the Trump crowds of January 6th in the U.S. Capitol. And I've been told by people inside the trial, I'll leave it at that, that the judge kicks everybody out, has these in-chamber meetings, also runs a white noise machine up at the judge's platform where you can't hear, and then tells the lawyers and people, you can't bring up the federal informants, you can't bring up the police with badges, you can't bring up the CIA people or the anti-terrorism teams that were there, you can't bring any of that up, but then they'll let information from informants come out by the prosecution, but not the informants, like the one that was driving the car that took Enrique Tarrio to the parking garage meeting with Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers. That individual and others have testified in their reports that they saw no plans to attack the Capitol. But the judge is keeping that out. This is a rigged kangaroo trial, and it looks like D.C. is their special star chamber facility, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. It's heartbreaking to see that this is happening. There's no justice being served. And like you said, it's a kangaroo court, and these men are just like sheep to slaughter. It's disgusting. I don't know how these people sleep at night, these judges, these prosecutors, when they're destroying so many lives across the country. They just don't care. We're not dealing with very good people here, Alex. They're just not very good people.
Gut level, what do you think happens? Because already the footage we have is bombshell. When Tucker gets all the HD footage and the public gets it, we were talking during the break, just like you agree with me, that just like WikiLeaks, when they released 50,000 pages or 100,000 emails, or 200,000 emails. There's no way one organization or one Matt Taibbi can take all the Twitter files and decide what to put out from Elon Musk. I mean, it's something, but really it's close to nothing. Instead of just releasing the Twitter files, releasing the 42,000 hours, that's the only way we get to the bottom of it, because then hundreds of thousands of people will go download it, they'll pour over it, and we will get major results.
Yeah, I believe you're right, Alex, and I think the biggest news to come out of this document drop will be after Kevin McCarthy releases it publicly. I think Tucker will be able to find some things, but, you know, one person just can't go through that many hours worth of footage. But I'm looking forward to it. I think what Americans need to be looking for is, why did the violence start? Who started the violence? Why was there no police saying, you know, leave the area or get arrested? There was no warning. They just started firing. I think that's going to be pivotal. I think Americans need to see that. And I think these people from that J6 committee need to be publicly shamed for the lies that they've been spreading for several years. I hope people never forget the lies that they told the American public, this Democrat Party, including Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, after the truth finally is released.
And Jim, here's the key for me. And I know you know this. You write about it constantly. They have branded the American people and any opposition as terrorists off of January 6th, and any Trump supporters as terrorists. So they're hanging their hat on this fraud. That's why it's so important to take down. Our listeners write me, they email me, they say, why are you covering January 6th? We know it was staged. Okay, well, the audience here and Gateway Pundit readers know it, but the general public still doesn't fully get it. Sure, in polls, what, like 6% of Americans think it's important, and something like 80-some percent you know, are against the war or think inflation is bad. The American people get it, but they don't understand we're all being branded as terrorists based on this fraud. We've got to bring this lie down.
You know, a great example of that too, Alex, and I agree with you 100%, is the fact that Americans, if you ask most Americans about that day, they would say maybe 5 police officers were killed that day, because we have the president of the United States and Democrats spreading that lie continuously to this day. Of course, every bit of that is a lie. Not one police officer died that day. Officer Sicknick, of course, died the following day from a stroke. And then they're trying to say that these other policemen who committed suicide months later somehow did that because of January 6th. We have no proof of that at all, and neither do they. There were 4 individuals who did die that day. They were all Trump supporters. And, you know, we put up a video this past weekend, too, of this woman, Victoria White, who was there. She's from Minnesota, you know, lower middle class, real sweet lady. She went there. She got pushed in this tunnel, and they beat the living hell out of her. You know, there's one cop, and we identified him in our report. He beat her with his bare fist for like 40 times with a stick and a fist right in her face. We showed this horrific video of her. As right before they paraded her away, then her shoes were knocked off, her coat was lost, and then they beat the hell out of her and dragged her through the U.S. Capitol. She didn't get out of jail until later that night. You know, she's not the criminal here. This cop is a criminal. How dare he do that to anyone, let alone a woman? Beat the living hell out of her when she just got pushed in this tunnel. She had no idea what was going on. It's really a horrible story. And there's several stories like that. I bet we see more of that as this footage is released.
Big picture, what do you make of the deep state, the war in Ukraine, just the behavior of the Democrats? They're just going more and more insane by the minute. What concerns you most when you go to bed at night?
You know, the fact that we have Joe Biden as president and Mark Milley in leading the Pentagon is frightening. These clowns don't have any idea what's going on. We have Milley, of course, calling China and warning them if we do anything. You know, whose side is he on? How come this guy hasn't been court-martialed? And yet he's still leading our troops after they lost and surrendered to the Taliban and armed them with $80 billion worth of U.S. weapons. In fact, Alex, we put something up this weekend on the Gateway Pundit where they're now training pilots over there, and Americans laugh, ha, 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 they don't have shoes, right? The elites laugh about that. Well, they're training these shoeless pilots to run the helicopters that Mark Milley left there in Afghanistan after we pulled out. It's such a disgrace, such a disaster. We see also, one more point quickly, Jimmy Carter, they named a building after Jimmy Carter. They They took the previous name off of this building at the Naval Academy. It was named after the founder of oceanography, this, you know, patriotic American who also happened to be a Confederate general. So they removed his name, put Jimmy Carter on there. Think of Jimmy Carter. We have Iran today because of Jimmy Carter. We have the mullahs in charge and wreaking havoc across the world, not just the Middle East, but we saw them bomb down in Argentina years ago. This is Jimmy Carter's, you know, legacy, and now they're naming military buildings after him? Nothing makes sense, Alex. Nothing.
Well, that's right. They always say it was Reagan that armed the Taliban. It was actually Jimmy Carter. It was the Zbigniew Brzezinski that started all that. Reagan adopted that after, and I think that was probably not a good idea. But I mean, Jimmy Carter was super bad news.
Absolutely. And, you know, the priorities of this administration, I think, you know, Joe Biden, though, Jimmy Carter makes, you know, or Joe Biden makes Jimmy Carter look like some kind of saint. Joe Biden is a complete disaster. Do we want him to lead World War III for America? I don't think so. I don't think so.
In the time we have left, Jim Hoft, we've talked privately about this, but and I concur with what you said. Can you repeat what you said during the break about this whole split between Trump and DeSantis and how we should deal with that?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, and we of course didn't have a primary in 2020, but we did in 2016. I know that you were always pro-Trump, so were we. But those primaries get pretty vicious in the Republican side. There's a lot of people who really get some heated emotions. We put up something last week about DeSantis, and George Soros said some things about him that were pretty flattering compared to what he said about Trump. And we just got viciously attacked. I don't look forward to a primary between Trump and DeSantis at all. And I think it's going to be really difficult for the party. But I think the real foe that we have to worry about is election fraud still. I think, as I told you during break, Democrats could run John Fetterman from his hospital bed, and he would still beat the Republican if they don't figure out this fraud, because that's the real enemy of the country. We have to get that figured out to save this country.
Isn't Fetterman and Biden emblematic of the rot of the Democratic Party, that they both can barely talk? Fetterman's in the hospital with depression, and they almost killed him running him, and they just don't care.
Yeah, they don't care at all. I liked his wife's statement, like, yeah, we're going to make sure he gets some rest. Well, she didn't feel that way after he had that stroke, and she pushed him out on the campaign trail. And, you know, I don't believe that Pennsylvania voters are that stupid to nominate somebody who can't even think to be their senator.
Oh, yeah, fraud all over it. And what you said during the break was the Trump and DeSantis shouldn't be fighting with each other. If they don't fix the election fraud, it's not going to matter.
That's totally it. That's the real enemy, and we have to get that figured out, or this country's lost, and you know it, Alex.
Well, thegatewaypundit.com, and you're on the trail. We're on the trail. Tucker's on the trail. Cannot wait to see what Tucker puts out with the January 6th motherload. Thank you so much, Jim Hoft.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Wow. All right. I'm going to jam in a few phone calls when we come back, and then Stu Peters is loaded for bear with a whole bunch of big key topics. He's going to be covering coming up here very soon. So I'm going to go to break and come back in 2 minutes with your calls, and then Stu Peters straight ahead. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. That's how we override the censors.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.